Well, good afternoon. Today I'm here to discuss if the public really wants menu labeling in their fast food restaurants. First, my disclosure statement, I have no personal financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to this presentation that existed during the past 12 months. My objectives today are to first describe the scope of the obesity epidemic and its contributing factors here in the United States. Next, I'll examine the attitudes and beliefs about menu labeling and the influence that it can have on purchasing intentions. And lastly, I'll present some practical research strategies for sampling the public regarding nutrition and local food environments. It's no surprise that obesity and overweight is a major public health issue. It can be the cause of many chronic conditions, including cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and cancer, to name a few. And these lead to decreased quality of life and large costs to our society. Overall, 66% of Americans are overweight or obese, which is an increase of 18% since 1988. One contributing factor to this epidemic may be the frequency with which we now eat our meals outside the home. In fact, nearly 50% of the food dollar is spent on foods consumed outside the home, which can be higher in calories and larger in portion size. In addition, there continues to be a lack of calorie information available to the consumer at the point of purchase, such as a menu or a menu board. And in 2006, only 54% of leading restaurant chains had nutrition information available in some form, such as a tray liner, website, something like that. In addition, many consumers have no idea how many calories a single meal can contain at their favorite food restaurant, which is why menu labeling can be so important. This is an example of menu labeling with the calories listed next to the price. Sorry, that clicked over. So this is an example of menu labeling, and you may have already seen this in some of your favorite restaurants already. In fact, Yum! Brands, which includes Taco Bell, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and Pizza Hut, will soon begin to voluntarily post nutrition information. However, some restaurants need a little bit more convincing to post nutrition information on their menus, because menu labeling really is a strategy for addressing the obesity epidemic. To this effect, New York City became the first to enact a menu labeling ordinance, and it went into effect in May of this year. King County in Washington, San Francisco, and the entire state of California soon followed. California was actually the first state to enact a menu labeling ordinance, but it wasn't the first attempt. Senate Bill 120 actually failed in December of 2007 when Governor Schwarzenegger vetoed it. So more about the one that passed, Senate Bill 1420. It was passed on September 30th, 2008, and it required that by July 1st, chain restaurants will have to provide brochures with nutrition information to its consumers, and that by January 1st, 2011, these chains will have to provide calorie information on their menus and menu boards. It's great that this information is becoming available to the consumers, but will they actually use it? Limited research has assessed the public's desire for and use of menu labeling. Recent polls have shown that the public does support menu labeling, and emerging evidence from New York suggests that calorie information has resulted in food purchases with lower calorie content. However, few studies have described the views and purchasing intentions of overweight and obese consumers, which is why we started the Calorie and Nutrition Survey in Los Angeles County. First, a little bit about Los Angeles County. It covers over 4,000 square miles and has a population of 10.3 million and growing. If Los Angeles County was a state, it would be the ninth most populous. It has a very diverse population with 47% of Hispanic or Latino origin, 30% white, 13% Asian or Pacific Islander, and 9% African American. It contains over 19 major restaurant chains with over 2,700 locations. And just an aside, the legislation will only affect the major chain restaurants, which accounts for 10% of the restaurants in Los Angeles County. And of course, 21% of the adults in LA County are obese. If you look at the graph here from 1997 to 2005, you can see the steady increase in the percent of obese adults in Los Angeles County. So back to our calorie and nutrition survey. It was a pilot study in Los Angeles County that examined the public interest in menu labeling. We assessed the ways in which the public will use the information to make their menu choices. And lastly, we identified the characteristics of individuals who would use menu labeling information to choose foods lower in calories. The survey itself was a two-page self-administered questionnaire that was available in English and Spanish. The questions were modified from previous CDC surveys on nutrition, and it was administered to patients seeking care at six public health centers located in fast food dense areas. We conducted univariate and bivariate analyses to describe the respondent characteristics, calorie knowledge, restaurant visitations, and attitudes towards calorie postings next to menu items. A logistic regression was used to identify the characteristics of individuals who had used menu labeling information to eat fewer calories. This applied the health belief model and current literature on nutrition guidelines to select our variables. The Hosmer-Lemicher test was used to assess the goodness of fit, and all analyses were performed in SAS 9.1. We looked at several socio-demographic variables, including gender, age, race and ethnicity, education, and body mass index, which we derived using self-reported height and weight variables. Our study measures included the respondents' knowledge of daily caloric requirements, the frequency of which they visited McDonald's, and if they recalled seeing any calorie information at McDonald's. To assess how they felt about menu labeling, we asked them about the importance of information on a menu board and if they believed the information should be posted on a menu board. But perhaps most importantly, we did assess how menu information would be used when making their food and drink choices. We had 639 respondents. We wish we had over, with an 88% response rate. We captured a little more females than males at 54%, and our age ranged from 15 to 75 years. Our largest age group was 25 to 34 years of age, with 34%, and our smallest group was 55 to 75 years of age at 7%. We also found a large amount of minorities in our sample, with 28% African American and 43% Hispanic. Our weight status of our respondents was very similar to the rest of LA County, with 3% underweight, 37% normal, 34% overweight, and 21% obese. So what did our respondents know? Only 23% were able to correctly state the amount of calories they should take in a day according to USDA guidelines. 74% visited McDonald's in the past year, 22% of which visited at least weekly. Of those that had visited McDonald's in the past year, 19% recalled seeing calorie information available at McDonald's. And in support of menu labeling, 93% believed it was important to have calorie information on a menu or a menu board, and 86% believed that the information should have to be posted on a menu board. Back to our most important question. If calorie information were listed next to menu items, what foods would respondents choose? 67% would choose foods with less calories. 15% would choose the same amount of calories. A little surprising, 5% would order more calories. and 13% didn't know what they would do with this information. When we looked at predictors of using calorie information to order foods with fewer calories, we found that being female, being aged 25 to 34 years of age, or 55 to 75 years, being Hispanic, being obese, or believing calorie information was important, or believing that calories should be posted were all significant predictors. And we should let you know that this model was adjusted for education, knowledge of daily calorie requirements, and the frequency of eating at McDonald's. From this, we concluded that there is moderate to strong public support for menu labeling. And the public will use the nutritional information at the point of purchase to reduce calorie consumption. However, further research is needed to study the impact of other nutritional information postings, such as sodium. Now is a good time to mention the limitations of our study. The sample may not be representative of the general population. An example of this, 28% of our sample was African American, compared to 13% in the general population. However, the sample is likely to represent the overweight or obese population and those who frequent fast food establishments. And as we have to mention, there was also the potential for recall bias when we asked them to recall past events. Now I'd like to tell you a little bit about the practical research strategies that we employed. We used focus groups and scientific literature to develop our survey instrument. We numbered our surveys and administered them sequentially, so we had a survey log. We avoided skip patterns and double citing of our questionnaires to ensure that we got the most complete information available. And it didn't hurt that we used friendly survey coordinators and provided nutritious and tasty food incentives to our respondents. At this time, I'd like to acknowledge everyone that helped with the nutrition and calorie survey and my collaborators. Thank you.